This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we got more porn-related news. The UK and their porn block. Turns out it might be banning adult websites, even if you're over 18. We can tell you more about that, but we've also got this news story that I promised that Vincent brought in tonight on the Yellow Vest, the protesters out in France. We'll get into that. Also take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm is open and available to you. In fact, we're going to go to somebody calling in on Discord here in just a moment. And Dave in New York is in the Discord. This is one of the fun parts about Discord. Is a lot of the people who call the show actually hang out in the Discord and chat with each other. So he's in there right now as TW's best friend. Strange name, but that's, you know, what he chose. So if you've been wanting to talk to Dave in New York, now's your chance. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. He's in the on-air now room as we speak. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio. We'll talk to Bo Diddley on the line in South Carolina. Bo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, y'all. Hey. First, I want to say Dave in New York. He's my favorite caller. I've been listening to him for years. Lots of good times.
He is quite unintentionally entertaining, that is for sure.
He brought a good topic with the vapes. I like the vape THC oil, and it's a healthier way of doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing some dangerous stuff on the market here.
Really?
It comes packaged. Like, it's called like Dank Vapes or Mario Karts. There's other various names that go by, and it's made to look like something legit from a medical state. It's not real THC oil and them things. Some of them could be, but the one I got had K2 in it, I'm pretty sure. And what?
What? K2, the synthetic compound?
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with it. I don't like it. I know what the effects are, and that's what it seemed like. It was definitely not cannabis.
Whoa. Now, are these, like, on the black market? I mean, you're calling from South Carolina, so you can't just go and buy these in the store, right?
Right. And like I say, they're packaged to look like something legit, but after further research on these two particular brands called Dank Vapes, the other one is called Mario Karts, short for cartridge.
Uh-huh.
You can buy the packaging for these things, the box and the cartridge itself, Amazon or eBay, anywhere online. And there's people buying these things, and they're putting God knows what in it. You could be
getting
the real deal stuff, or you could be getting poisoned.
That's pretty scary stuff. Now, have you actually seen any kind of research online to suggest that someone has actually tested this product?
I haven't seen any actual test results, but mm-hmm. if you type in Dank Vapes online or on YouTube, you will find endless results of people talking about how shady it is.
Wow. Thanks for the heads up on that. Now, what do these things retail for? I mean, what are you paying for them on the black market?
45.
How much?
45 a gram.
45 for a gram. So is that cheaper than what you would pay for an oil cartridge, for a gram oil cartridge of what you know is THC?
It's about the same.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've got some that I know are THC that are from legit.
Now, how do you know? How do you know that? I mean, if you're buying it on the black market and you have no way of testing it, how is it just the effects that you're using it on yourself and you're saying this feels different? This is not the same product.
Best way to know is to get one that's from a reputable company,
mm-hmm.
proof seal on a child-proof bottle.
Hmm.
And I feel like that's enough that I feel like it's legit.
Bo, thanks for the heads up on that story. I'm sure there's some people who really appreciate the information, and thank you for the call tonight. That's Bo Diddley calling there on Discord, sounding great. And this is one of the problems with the black market. You know, we've talked extensively over years here on Free Talk Live. It's one of my pet topics is the drug black marketplace and ending the war on drugs. And one of the reasons why, you know, the war on drugs needs to come to an end, and I mean the war on all drugs, not just cannabis, but this is a good reason, is people who you care about, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your neighbors, people who you care about, your loved ones, these are people who are using cannabis. They're using these drugs, and they're not going to stop using them just because you don't like it or whatever. And if they're buying them in the black market, they have no idea what they're getting. There's no quality control. And now, to be fair, it's better now than it's ever been. The black market is better than it's ever been. And the reason for that is because there's so much legally manufactured product that's sort of flowing out the back door of these companies through whatever methods, you know, because the states that have that allow manufacturing of cannabis-related products have some pretty tight controls on the manufacturing process. But, you know, there's always loopholes. There's always, you know, some method of moving product out the back door. And that way those companies or whoever it is that the distributors are able to sell more of them, right? Because if all, you know, if you're in Oregon and you're only allowed to sell to people who are in Oregon legally, well, your marketplace is severely restricted. There are a lot of people in every other state, if not every other country of the world, who would love to buy a good quality cannabis product, but you can't legally ship it out. So if it somehow falls off the back of a truck, and even though it didn't really fall off the back of a truck, you know, it's like, whoops, what happened to that box? We don't know where it went. It just disappeared. Somebody stole it, whatever. It actually just went into your friend's hands, who then distributes it to whoever he distributes it to in whatever states and whatever method through sending it, you know, selling it on the dark net or just because they have connections and they know people that need them or want them. There are ways that this happens. And so the quality of what's available in the illegal market is better now because there's just more legal product that overall is a higher quality. These oil cartridges, I've seen them. I know exactly what he's talking about. And they're very popular. And they never existed 20 years ago. You know, when I was your age, Vincent.
Dating yourself there, Ian.
Yeah, all we had. In that case, in you know, back in the old days, back in my day, all we had was weed. You know, we just had the flowers. You were lucky if you came across some kind of other form of it.
Wax or hash.
I think the first time, yeah, they did have hash. Hash has been around.
I think like BHO, the type where they would use like all sorts of like chemical products in your kitchen to make, and now they have like, I think like CO2 method to get it out.
Yeah, they've got a better extraction methods now that are purportedly cleaner. So the CO2 is, you know, I'm not a chemist, okay, but it's supposedly a cleaner way of extracting these THC resins or oils or whatever from the actual plant, leaving the plant material behind and leaving the chemicals behind, hopefully, as much as possible, and then putting the final product. But what our caller is pointing out here is you don't know. You know, if you've got a vape pen cartridge, well, unless you've got some sort of testing method, then you have no way of knowing. I mean, Bo's basically saying he just thinks it's different because he feels like, you know, he's used the product and he feels like it's a different effect. He thinks it's similar to K2. And in theory, I suppose that could be true. You know, maybe it's cheaper to manufacture K2 than it is to manufacture legitimate cannabis oil. And so if you can sell the cheaper K2 product at the same price as people are selling the cannabis oil product, but the price of the actual, you know, like the cost to the seller is half, then they're making more money on every single sale. And an unscrupulous seller wouldn't care about, you know, their customer's health and well-being. And it's also possible that many of the sellers don't even know, that they have no idea that what they've bought, because they're being marketed as though they're cannabis. Most people probably think they are cannabis. I mean, K2 was invented to be like the cannabis effects. I've never tried K2 personally, but I did try some synthetic cannabis that Rich had a couple of years ago. And it was the craziest stuff I've ever smoked. Like, it had nothing to do with cannabis. It didn't feel like cannabis at all. It felt like I was tripping after two hits of smoking this purported cannabis knockoff. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump on over to the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, and you can join the discussions going on in there. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum over at Bitcoin.com. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. Of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. As we continue, let's go to Jay calling us, listening to WLOB in the Portland area in Maine. Hello, Jay.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having this conversation.
Yeah, please. By the way, I can hear myself in the background, so I don't know if you got some speakers turned up or whatever, but you may want to turn that down. I don't know if it's better, but let's find out. Go ahead.
Like I said, I appreciate having you guys having this conversation. Yeah, especially I grew up with a background from a child growing up on kind of the wrong side of the tracks with the whole drug war, seeing that. And then growing up to be kind of on the other side of it, knowing both worlds, you know, and I hear a conversation of ending the drug war, and I applaud it because, again, it's, you know, it's something that you would think that we wouldn't have to have a conversation about, but we do. And my question
Absolutely.
Really is, how do you make, especially with cannabis, and, you know, you have alcohol and the tobacco industry that are going to take losses, and you have other industries that are going to take losses. And even, you know, legalizing hemp, you know, and using that more commonly. There's other industries that are going to take losses. So what, how do we bridge the gap? How do we reach a handout or an olive branch and saying, hey, look, this is, you know, we're here to stay. It's going to, I don't know. Like, what's that? Because, again, there's so many people fighting against it because they're going to lose out on money. You know,
so who are you wanting to reach out to? The alcohol companies?
No, I'm saying, like, is there, I mean, because of the people that are invested in it, and you think that they have something to do with blocking, with legally blocking, you know, these private corporations and things like that, and that the politicians that, you know, have whatever reason why it's not legal now.
Okay, so to just say it is a little too nebulous for this conversation, right? Like, there's different drugs that are illegal. While we might agree that the entire war on drugs should be ended, somebody's going to have a different reason why they think cannabis should be illegal versus why, you know, they think psychedelics
right.
like LSD or you know, psilocybin mushrooms should be made illegal. So are we specifically talking about what should we focus on here, I guess?
Well, I mean, being that we have cannabis, it's right there at the forefront. I mean, I think we take that and run with that. Because that looks like it's going to come sooner, and maybe even start with the decriminalization of the other drugs, you know, and not having them, you know, getting rid of these, you know. Again, I think stories have been probably heard them and seen them too of, you know, of these babies being born, you know, that are born on heroin or born on any other type of drug.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they wean them off, and you have other countries that help people, and they have. You know, you see it in even in the States, and you have, you know, rehab clinics and things like that. I'm not making it to where you're going to go to prison. You know, unless, I mean,
yeah.
You might have common sense laws, obviously. If you're caught for, you know, massive distribution, then yes, there's going to be consequences to that. You know, but for someone who actually has a problem and is, you know, struggling with that substance abuse, then not having them be a criminal for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree. In fact, you know, the classic example that we've given here over the years is Portugal, where they have actually decriminalized possession of all drugs for small amounts, so individual personal amounts. So, you know, not pounds and pounds, but, you know, just a little bit is decriminalized. And the worst case, if you get caught with it, may result in, you know, having to go to some kind of a treatment, but you don't get criminal charges. You don't end up going to jail. This is a long, arduous, frustrating process of trying to change these things. And I say that from next door to you. We're in New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from. Maine's ahead of the curve as far as, you know, Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, several other states around the country have actually legalized cannabis at various different levels, and New Hampshire still has just done decrim. And it is frustrating to go in and talk to these politicians and listen to the, you know, the prohibitionist side and hear all the lies continuing to be trotted out, the reefer madness, the BS, the propaganda, the nonsense, and having it refuted year after year year after year with facts and evidence and personal, examples and stories and, very persuasive stories in a lot of cases, like with medical patients. And yet still seeing politicians and these opposition pro-drug war people just continuing to stick their feet in the sand and ignore what their neighbors
stick
want.
Stick their head in the sand, Ian.
Right.
Yeah, well, both, but yeah.
And then my question to that, too, is, like, is that intentional, or is that just pure ignorance, or is that...
Well,
and that's what I think, too, because I have, I've lived in many states all over the country, and so I've been able to see different cultures and regions and things like that, and especially in the Midwest, where they're so still just backward way of thinking in a lot of areas. I mean, you find that everywhere, but, a lot in the Midwest, I can see him now linking arms and saying no to pot and the drugs and this, and especially in a place where you have so much space to grow such a abundance of, this plant and not even to smoke. And that's the thing. They just think, oh, you're just going to smoke, it's like, well, even hemp, they're like, you're just going to smoke it. Well, no, we can make, and you have to explain them that what the purposes and what the reason, the uses of this plant are, and for how many years, and it's like you said, they still refute it. And we have evidence historically and culturally around the world since the beginning of recorded time. It's like, what is, where is that blindness? When does that stop? When is the curtain lifted on these people?
Man, as somebody who's been paying attention for a while, it is frustrating. I totally agree with what you're saying here. But I have to ask you, being somebody living in Maine, where a couple of years ago Maine voters did vote. Was it 2016, I think?
Yeah.
They voted
to... It's so encouraging.
Well, tell me, what's the situation there? I heard that there's no retail yet. What's happening?
I haven't seen any retail yet. No, I think it's coming. With the new administration, I see it coming. More people are getting ready for it and gearing up.
Have you heard about the delivery services? Because I remember reading an article after the ballot measure passed that at that point you couldn't legally sell it, but what was happening was that people were selling delivery, meaning that
right.
You could call up a guy on a bicycle or whatever, and he shows up with a bag full of weed, and you pay the delivery fee, so you're paying
right.
him for the delivery, but you're not paying for the product. And there was I didn't ever see anything about the police arresting those people. Have you, number one, seen or heard of these services? Have you used them? Have you heard of any of them being busted?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't used them. I've seen them. I've heard of them. I know that they're out there. They're out there on social media. They're using print. I remember grabbing one of
really?
The local, one of the local papers. Yeah, local small town papers. And on the back of it, I didn't catch it at first, and it was for a company. I can't remember the name of it. But it was during Christmas time, and it had Santa with a sleigh full of bud.
Hey,
yeah,
Jake, thanks for the call tonight, man. It's going to be a process of just sharing the truth with people and hoping they pay attention and hoping they listen, and I thank you. And we'll continue. More on the way here. And maybe psychedelic mushrooms are going to be next. Three talk.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the annual National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, tells the crowd that Democrats have their eyes on guns.
Far left radicals in Congress want to take away your voice, your jobs, your rights, and they especially want to take away your guns. You know that.
The Pentagon is poised to approve another 300 troops to go to the southern border as another caravan of migrants are heading north to the U.S. to seek asylum. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News what the troops will do.
The military is in a non-enforcement role. Their job is to support the mission to secure the border, support Border Patrol, CBP, on non-essential jobs like the enforcement aspect of it.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And, of course, you can join us online. We've got a lot of features on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com where you can sign up for our email list. You can get on that list. Pretty easy to do. It's right there toward the top of the website, the main page over at freetalklive.com. Just drop your email in there. And then we'll email you usually on about a weekly basis, just keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And I want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. It is for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if that doesn't describe you, I'm sorry, but you won't be able to benefit from Liberty.menu. But if it does describe you, then you can go there and put up whatever it is that you want as far as the things that you do. You want to promote your business, maybe the event that you're into. Maybe you've got digital content that you want people to know about. This is a libertarian business directory, and it's free to use at Liberty.menu. That's Liberty.menu. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We were talking about the war on drugs. I didn't bring it in as a topic tonight, but it came up, and it is something that I know that every host on this show wants to see come to an end. In fact, we're seeing some major progress in the area of cannabis reform. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that almost feels like, at this point, finally, it feels like it's inevitable. For a long time, it felt there was no like no brightness on the horizon for that, and now there finally is. But the rest of the drugs are still criminal in every single state in the United States. It's still illegal to have every other, you know, so-called illicit drug, whether they be helpful, like MDMA or psychedelic mushrooms, for instance, which we're now seeing trials, clinical, scientific studies showing that people who have things like PTSD, for instance, have actually had it cured by using these things in a therapeutic setting. Like, that's huge. Now, it's true that the studies are relatively small as far as the amount of people that they're looking at. Have you seen any of these?
I've seen headlines. I mean, in my personal experience, I've seen it work, definitely.
I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I've definitely done psychedelic drugs over time. I don't do them very often, but every now and then, you know, that I will and have, and I think that it's been a benefit to my life personally. I've never claimed to have had anything like PTSD or anything, but for the people who have, who've seen the symptoms go away after using these things, and again, usually in a therapeutic setting, like with a psychiatrist or psychologist.
Well, even with that one, even with just
you've had benefits, is what you're saying.
I've seen benefits in my experience. Right. I've seen, you know, it happen.
And now we are seeing a couple of places. I think Denver, Colorado is one of them. And then I believe it was the state of Oregon, where there's a ballot measure that is being proposed to actually legalize mushrooms, like psychedelic psilocybin mushrooms, for medicinal purposes, which would be amazing if that could happen. Because the more that we can learn about these things, the more testing can be done.
It could be a positive example for others in the future.
Absolutely. Look, the fact is, the critics were right. The critics of marijuana medical decrim, right? The medical programs came first in, you know, California in 1996, passed Proposition 215 to legalize medicinal marijuana, and it opened the floodgates for legal products manufactured in a quality-controlled environment, available in a legal, easy-to-acquire way. You don't have to meet somebody in a parking lot anymore. You know, they could just go into a store, have a nice shopping experience, talk to people who know what they're talking about, experts on the subject that, you know, want to get product into people's hands. And, the critics at the time had said, well, this is just a cover. This is just so people can get high. And you know what? For some people, that's probably true. But there are actually people who benefit medicinally from these products, from cannabis, and benefit in a major way, in a very persuasive way, that where if you put these sick people in front of politicians, even the most callous of politicians would have to acknowledge that these people who are getting help from these products are real. That it's not just BS. That you can see their symptoms either lessen or go away entirely from whatever malady it is that they have. In a lot of cases, after just one hit of smoked cannabis. So they're not smoking enough to get really baked or whatever. They're just taking one hit, just enough to get the chemical that they need, and it makes a difference for them. So these are persuasive things. And the same thing can happen with psychedelic mushrooms, where we can have more evidence. If one state legalizes it for medicinal purposes, that means that more studies can be done there on that particular product and people that have something wrong with them, and see if this thing helps for other problems that people have. And of course, the conspiracy theorist might say, and they might be right, that one of the reasons why these drugs are illegal is to keep them out of people's hands so they have to stay on pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, but what do you mean conspiracy theorist? It's a conspiracy, ain't a theory, and I said that on my show last week.
Well, you may be a conspiracy theorist.
Hey, they're conspiracies, but they ain't theories.
Well, that's probably true. I believe that one of the major reasons why drugs like psychedelic mushrooms, which grow in, you know, cow poo, they can be found in the, you know, in the world. It's not like there's some sort of drug lab.
No, it's totally natural, just as natural as daisies.
Yeah, and arguably, people in the past have used these things and have had very religious, mystical experiences on them, and have had very positive experiences on them. And some of the revelations that people might receive from having a psychedelic journey like that could very well call into question sort of the social order, if you will, right? The status quo may be questioned. Maybe the idea that, for instance, everything is separate, that we're, you know, all separated on this this Earth platform.
Oh, no, I'd say more of just the introspection and mm-hmm. just like the different kinds of thinking, breaking things down. Not the we are all one, you know, that sort of thing.
If you did believe that everybody was connected, then maybe you'd be less likely to want to bomb those people, right? Like if you felt as though you were inherently connected to them. But no, you're right. The introspection is huge when it comes to a psychedelic journey, being able to look at your life from a different perspective, for instance, being able to consider things that you've always thought were one way from a different perspective, like the government itself, for instance. You know, there are things that the government goons, the government thugs,
the government mafia,
there are things that they don't want you to consider. They don't want you to think about. They don't want you to think outside of the box. And these psychedelic drugs, and by the way, marijuana is considered a mild psychedelic, that, you know, this, if it puts you outside of the government box, that's dangerous to them. And they don't want that happening. So I will, you know, we will continue to advocate for the end of the war on drugs here. And in fact, over the years, Vincent, the amount of opposition has gone down. Like, if we got on the air and talked about ending the war on drugs 15 years ago, we would have more people calling in to oppose us. Now, that's not to say those people aren't still out there, but there may not be as many of them.
They're all dying or in retirement homes.
Do you feel like there aren't very many drug warriors who are your age?
Well, there's a lot of, that's a very interesting question. I mean, there are some people who are like prudes or who are mm-hmm. just like such goody two shoes to the state that then they'd like freak out or like, you know, call the police on someone who just like, you know, mentions it or smells like weed. But, that's a good question because I haven't met any either who aren't a bunch of old curmudgeons or like, you know, police officers or teachers or anything.
Well, the police officers have a vested interest in the war on drugs. They love all the freebies that they get. They love the money from the federal government.
They probably love the drugs they're able to confiscate.
That's probably true. They love to either sell them on the black market or use them themselves or both. The toll-free number, and that's not just cynicism. I've known people. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Evidence locker parties.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. Whoops, where'd all that cocaine go? you can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves and also jump into the Discord chat rooms, discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can watch us online now on the DLive platform. We are suspended from Twitch. And I've yet to hear back from Twitch in regards to, you know, more details as to what ostensibly happened. They claimed there was nudity on our stream, which, you know, definitely did not happen as far as I can tell. Now, Aria DeMezzo, the anarchist shemale, was topless on Tuesday night, but I don't consider that to be nudity. So I'd like to know what Twitch considers to be nudity. I presume they're going to say that that was nudity, but I would like to get that as, you know, an official response from them. Anyway, go check out our DLive stream over at DLive.LRN.FM. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight, DLive.LRN.FM. People are in there watching right now, and there's a chat room in there as well, which is a different chat room than you'll get on our Discord servers at Discord.LRN.FM. In fact, that's where we're going right now, where Vegetarian is on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. You were talking about the psilocybin mushroom in a vote in Denver, and I just voted for that, so I wanted to call in. Because it's actually not medicinal. It was a really interesting ordinance. It says that it's going to make the personal use and personal possession of psilocybin mushrooms by persons 21 years or older the city's lowest law enforcement priority.
Huh. Oh, wow.
So it didn't even, it didn't even sound like a decriminalization.
That's pretty impressive. Maybe it was Oregon that was doing the actual medical proposal. I think that was the one.
Yeah. It also prohibits the city of Denver from spending resources to impose criminal penalties for the personal use and possession. So that's more along the lines. But I did.
Oh, so not only is it the lowest enforcement priority, but they can't even spend any money to prosecute?
Supposedly. That's what the ordinance says, and I voted for it. And it was also the first time that Denver instituted a blockchain option for voting.
Really? Did it pass? When did this happen?
It hasn't. The voting is still ongoing. I get distance voting since I no longer live in Colorado, and then they give you the option to utilize their blockchain app in order to do it. And then sometime in May, I'm supposed to do a survey to say, like, how was the blockchain app? How was the process? How can we improve it? And things like that. Yeah.
Ah, see, I was going to ask you, because you always call from, like, Virginia and I think Florida the last time. So I was wondering how you were voting in Denver.
I keep it crazy. But, yeah, I'm a registered voter in Denver. And so I voted for the pot when that happened. And then I saw the psilocybin pop up, and I was really excited to see Colorado's usually on the forefront when it comes to drugs. So I'm hoping we keep it up.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, this online blockchain voting, what's the app called?
It's called Votes, V-O-A-T-Z.
Huh.
Yeah. And they used it overseas in Europe, I believe. And then there's a couple of states that it's been used in as well, because I tried to do some research on it before I just, you know, adopted a blockchain, especially for voting and providing my social and my ID and stuff like that. But it seems to have been used to success in all these other locations. So,
is Dave hitting on you in the chat room?
Is he back in the chat room?
Oh, I don't know. I'm reading from like an hour ago.
He was asking ASL earlier.
Age, sex, what's the L?
Location.
Location, okay. Yeah, I see here he says he's 42 and in New York. So, all right, anything else you want to share about your experience there in Denver?
No, I just wanted to comment on that it was interesting that it's not medicinal. It was just almost a line of decriminalization, and I enjoyed that they said it would be the city's lowest priority.
Awesome. Thanks for the update on that. I appreciate the correction. That's Vaginatarian there. She's one of the regular chatters in our Discord server. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can talk to folks like her and Gene the Christian Anarchist and Dave in New York, who apparently is in there tonight. Ian and Vincent here in the studio with you. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Dodger listening in Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. First off, there was a gentleman a couple segments ago that kind of collectivized Midwesterners. Now, being from Michigan, we're technically a Midwestern state, and I kind of resent that.
What was the collective statement that you're objecting to?
I forgot. But
so he said something he said something along the lines of they have a lot of backwards thinking there. And I did think about interjecting, saying, "Hey, look, you know, it was being living it all over the country and being in New England. There's plenty of people in New England who have really backward ideas on many things too." So yeah, just shows you know, there's bad people all over.
I'm just going to say, you know, Michigan technically is a Midwestern state, probably the most eastward of them. However, it was the first state to legalize cannabis for medicinal use, as well as the first Midwestern state to...
You mean the first Midwestern state. The first Midwestern state. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys just did recreational.
Yeah, yes, which makes me very happy. But that's not the reason I called, because...
well, before you go on with the reason you called, have they opened up any shops? Like, are there stores in Michigan yet, or is that still, like, down the road a ways, like, for cannabis?
Right now, the only technical shop in the metro area that I live in sold medicinal first. And actually, I mean, I have a whole story about how that guy, I went to high school with him. I don't have time to tell the story about how he is, like lobbying to essentially keep himself being the top dog.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Just like how the medical facilities in California lobbied against recreational because they wanted prices to stay high.
Well, and he wants to lobby, essentially that everything has to be, in order to be sold recreational, has to be tested. Yes, Ben. Technically that stuff has to, be tested, in order to be, sold, recreationally. And so, yeah.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Of course. I'm sorry?
Hello? Do we lose you?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were like taking a big puff on blunt or something like that.
What were you calling about? It makes me really sad. What I'm calling about is actually something that our last governor did that, for some reason, completely slipped through my lap, and it actually makes me very happy. Our last governor, one of the last acts that he did was he forgave driver responsibility fees here in Michigan.
Sarah
would love those.
What do you mean, driver responsibility? Meaning like people who got a ticket, or what does that mean?
Essentially what it came down to was, if you got a ticket, if you got pulled over for a variety of different things, not only did you have to pay the fees to the court, you had to pay an additional, what they called a driver responsibility fee. To the
DMV?
Michigan Department of Treasury.
Oh, to the Treasury.
And so, essentially, what it did was it made it pretty much impossible for poor, I'm not poor. I've always had decent jobs, but I just decided to quit paying it at one point because I refused to get a driver's license. But, like, for example...
So if you didn't pay the fee, then they wouldn't renew your driver's license or something? You'd be suspended, basically?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one of the last things that our last governor did, Rick Snyder.
I don't know who that is. I mean, there's one politician to the next, but it sounds like a good thing. Any amount of waiving fees that are due to give people an easier time and, you know, get them out from underneath whatever burden of taxes.
He was probably tired of paying them himself.
He sounded tired. Thanks, Dodger, for the call.
About the governor.
Oh, okay, but Dodger sounded a little sleepy, maybe a little stoned. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.